It's time to felk it. Strap on, strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, Carrie, what's up? I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, it's been hours. What's up,
it's
Alicia?
It's been hours. Days, really. I'm in for the podcast here on Female Encounters of the Life Kind at Traeger's Bar. Opens at 4, and the old doghouse, still there, opens at 5.
Awesome.
Boop, boop. How are you?
Oh, are we doing the boop, boop? You have to touch my nose if you do the boop, boop.
I don't have enough free hands right now. I'm very busy putting lime in my beard.
Lime in the coconut.
No.
I can't sing. That's your job. You're the...
You did great. You nailed it.
Can I just say you had a major food bar because your guest is wanting to know if she can cuss.
It's not actually. I just like to leave them hanging and then let them curse because I know all of them are going to eventually.
And then shame them.
I'm so sorry. And then you shame them and then you say you can say whatever.
I don't cuss. I don't know what you're talking about. I was asking for future guests.
30 minutes to find out if that's true or false. So
I failed that test last time, honey. It was so
bad. Yeah, she bet me and she lasted it all about a minute after we.
It was like 2 minutes before I accidentally cussed.
Yeah. Accidentally or on purpose, whatever.
I think accidentally on purpose.
It was one of my other personalities,
well,
man.
Well, it's the first time that always happens, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't be the first cusser today, I promise.
You won't. You won't be the last either, so. We do have a guest today. Thanks for pointing that out, David. It's Lisa Aragon.
Nice pronunciation.
It's the least I can do.
It's the least and the most, David. Thank you.
The least and the most.
The least and the most.
But in my problems.
In my contacts, she's Robert Downey Jr.
Why?
Well, because it's really fun when you're sitting at a table and it says call from Robert Downey Jr. And I have another friend and it says call from Mark Wahlberg. So you have to save people to make other people think
that
you...
Doesn't that get confusing?
Yeah, but where did we get these names from?
I don't know.
We were weird names.
Specific. Did you know about this?
No, I know where it came from. I just want to know if Carrie remembers.
Oh, I do. It was someone in the spank bank.
Yeah, definitely talking about our spank banks.
Oh.
But Robert Downey Jr. Was kind of just like spur of the moment.
He's still in the spank bank.
I'd hang out with him for sure. He seems like a cool dude.
I doubt he's in your spank bank.
Maybe his sister. Does he have a sister?
He's a teller at my bank, but he's not in the bank. I want to hang out with him as like a colleague, but not like a colleague.
I think he would be fun.
He would be fun.
As a colleague and in the bank. As a colleague and the bank.
Colleague at night.
I'll be your call girl, Robert.
Wow.
You'd be my Iron Man. I'll be your call girl.
So isn't that confusing when those people actually call you, though?
No, because now I know who they are.
I meant... Never mind.
Oh, like if Robert Downey Jr. would actually call
that's
me?
That's definitely gonna happen.
Yeah.
I don't. I think I'm gonna make the sound I just made. The
you answered, so that's an answer.
She would be excited if Giovanni Ribisi.
Giovanni Ribisi.
I can't say that homeboy's name,
Giovanni.
But yeah, he's also in the Spank Bank.
He's Italian, by the way.
I don't care what the hell he is. I don't care what the hell.
What would your name be in my phone?
Oh, I don't know.
I actually have you on my phone, but...
Because what am I in yours?
Alicia Gal Podcast. Giovanni Ribisi.
Oh, I thought it was a chick.
It'd be Gal Gadot.
Dude, I don't know. Everyone,
Scarlett
like,
Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson's
already taken by Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Is Gal?
Gal?
Gal Gadot available?
Gal? Who's Gal Gadot? What'd she say? What'd she call me?
Never mind. It's Wonder Woman, bro. We had this conversation a long time ago, and then he argued that there'll only be ever be one Wonder Woman. There'll only ever be one Wonder Woman. Or
I don't know, but you've got to get creative so when people call, like, everyone else looks at your phone and it's not like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know Robert Downey Jr.?
Do you know?
Because I'm like, I know him.
It's all the profile pictures, her.
I know him personally. We're colleagues at the bank.
You can save me as Margot Robbie. Can you do that?
Oh, I know who that is. She's blonde.
I thought you were going to say blind, and I'm like, nope, wrong one. That's not the same one.
Although, making out with Helen Keller could be fun because she's all handsy, but... Oh, shit. I just said that. I'm going to hell.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just stop.
You owe me 50 cents because that did not take long at all to drop.
Oh, but just because. Oh, was it the hell or the Helen Keller joke?
Well, it was a Helen, but.
I thought you said I'm going to Helen.
I'm going. That's good. You could have used as a filler.
I think all the things just happened
instead of
there.
The hot place, you could have said, I'm going to Helen.
I'm going to Helen.
In a handbasket.
I'm going to Giovanni Ribisi.
With Helen.
And then it would make sense because it would be hell in a handbasket. Hell in a handbasket. Have you ever
Where does that
I like
come
play
from?
On words or whatever. Like I do too. I love Instagram and TikTok and stuff is the Lisa Yo Problems. Lisa.
Just like grammar used to make.
Huh?
Nothing.
Anyway, how was your weekend, Carrie?
Well, let's talk about your yesterday. I think that
is
much
more fun. Such
a
horrible day yesterday, Carrie. I know.
Let's
why
relive
you want
it.
To talk about it. I don't want to relive it.
Okay.
I
do it anyway.
Okay. Well, I have a horrible. I don't know why the universe gets mad at me or hates me sometimes, but when I help out people, it usually something bad happens to me. Like either immediately after I help out this person or shortly thereafter. So I went to go help my friend because they ran out of gas. And so they're over by the jail off Andrea Drive. And take a gas can, Captain Save-A-Ho, I'm killing it, you know.
Captain Save-A-Ho, okay, wow.
Get out. I get out to put the, like, help her put the gas in the tank, and I go to get back in my car, which is running in the middle of the road, facing the wrong direction. It's locked. Oh, I've locked myself out of my car.
Running
in the street, facing the wrong direction. And so I call the Mercedes Connect, which is worthless, and I'm working on my letter. And I was trapped and stuck in the street for 4 hours. No one could help me. And so finally, a fine friend who had one of those pumper-upper things that you put in the door.
Yeah, those things are
I'm getting every one of those for Christmas.
I need five.
Yeah, we used the one that you had, which is the Jimmy Bar.
Slim Jim.
The Slim Jim. That did not work. That messed my stuff up bad, which I'll show you,
later.
You
said it locked girth.
You need a car that will not let you lock your keys in there. Like, my Subaru does not let me do
well,
that.
Well, mine's not supposed to.
She has an app.
I have an app and everything that has the thing that says unlock. And they're
that
like,
map did not come
no,
through.
No, they're like, oh, it's being blocked. Your key's blocking it. I'm all, what is this? Like, Fight Club in my car? What's going on there?
We don't talk about Fight Club, Alicia.
I know. So anyway, I was in the street for 4 hours. There was fire ants right where I was parked. So that was fun, too. And my ankles look like a crime scene or chicken pox. I don't know.
Oh, let's spread that rumor.
That I have chicken pox on my ankles?
Or just some kind of rash. This could be fun.
Oh, gosh.
No?
Lisa, what that's do you do for a living? Enough about me.
I am a bud tender, and so that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I get to work on the
farm.
I've
heard that term.
Or a med tender is what we like to call it also, now that it is
a bud tender.
How long has that been term? Where have I been?
So cannabis has been legal since April of last year, 2022, recreationally.
Bud tender.
I never heard that.
Do you have to get a bud tender's license?
Not in the state of New Mexico. I have taken some classes through Seedcrest. Yeah, yet. Who knows where the future's going to bring.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff, I'm sure.
It is
lots
very
of,
fun.
Yeah.
And then now it is cropping season. It's Croctober.
You want a sound effect for that? Because I could...
Oh.
No, I'll find it.
I love sound effects. Bring out all the sound effects.
She's all about the sound effects.
I love them,
man.
Well, okay, so I don't know much about this.
Okay.
How often is crop season? Once a year? Is it like when peaches and apples and all the other shit?
It depends if you have indoor or outdoor. Like, outdoor grow is just going to be like once a year because you start in typically in like April or May.
But so if it's indoor, how many times is crop or harvest, whatever they call it?
I mean,
you could do it year round,
couple,
right?
Depending two on to three times,
yeah.
Or depending on when you plant your stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if you're thinking of a business advantageous, would you have it on a rotational thing, right?
Yeah, like probably three or four throughout the year.
Yeah.
If you have an indoor grow.
Yeah. Because I'm sure like the ones.
This is our first time having a grow, though, so that's really fun.
Do you like it?
I love it. I love right now I am at the store for a part of the day, and then I get to go out to the farm. So at the store, I am a bud tender, and I also am an inventory manager. That's a
that would be very
self, man. So it's nice to get out on the farm, and it's kind of like meditational, and I just listen to my music and chop away, get to be with the girls. Man, they're beautiful. They smell good.
I do like the way that stuff smells.
Are you referring to the plants?
Oh, yes. Oh. Okay. My bad. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, sign me up.
My coworkers, don't call HR.
We're out here, David. We need new jobs.
There was some great area there.
We're actually going to be bud tenders now. Sorry.
Everyone quits their day job, and they're like, we're going to go to the field.
I'm here for the girls.
Yeah. I was working out at Tico Time, which is really fun, but when they offered me a full-time position, I couldn't pass it up.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun.
Yeah, and if it's something that you actually enjoy, that's cool.
I do love festivals, though.
They do put on a good festival.
They do.
What were you doing over there?
I worked over 17 festivals. I was in, excuse me, I almost said inventory. I did I did merchandise and backstage hospitality, so that was really
fun.
Mm-hmm. I've got to work with a lot of different artists. Some of my favorites.
So you're a bud tender now, but before you were a festival tender.
I guess, yeah. Yeah,
that's a fest tender.
Artist
fest
concierge.
Concierge. There you go.
If you will.
17, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
And then I've also done, like, where I started was out of California. Oh. Started street teaming, so I do big festivals like California Roots. A little kinky sometimes, I'll tell you what. These are actually the podcasts I started listening to.
There you go.
Now here I am.
Step it up.
Very interesting, yes.
Very interesting. Street teaming?
Street teaming, yeah. So I just go to Durango, around Farmington, hang posters, tell people about it.
Network.
And then
isn't that called
festivals.
Marketing?
Networking.
Yeah, networking, marketing.
Street teaming, okay.
Street teaming sounds way cooler, first of all. And it's like one of those terms that they've kind of changed up to be more...
Oh, I also did that at Tico Time. Marketing and, marketing, social media.
So you do have... You definitely have a lane.
I do. I like to do all the things.
Yeah.
I just...
You,
I like to be active.
Are you from
in the
here?
Community. I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Born and raised. Moved away to Colorado to go to college. Mm-hmm. That just...
Where'd you go to college?
I got homesick. I never thought I'd get homesick from Farmington.
I know. Where'd you go?
Weird. But maybe this is why I got homesick, because I was in a Monta Vista, Colorado.
Oh.
And
oh.
If you blink, you will miss.
Yeah, that's very true.
Is that the one that has the painted hydrants?
Alamosa.
The painted eyelids.
Hydrants.
Oh.
I don't... Maybe. Painted?
Like all the hydrants are like painted like little people.
Did you?
Like fire hydrants.
I don't think so. Maybe that's not.
Did I say that wrong?
No, you said it right. I'm just imagining these little people painted on fire hydrants. Like, and
on every
funny.
Corner, there's happy little people.
On every corner, there's happy little people.
You're listening to the podcast.
Are you sure they weren't just little people trying to make a living,
guess
bro?
What? Tourism in Monta Vista just skyrocketed right there. Happy little people on every corner.
Happy little people. I feel like you would have noticed that, right?
I would have definitely noticed that.
Especially like at that age, because you didn't have a car, I'm assuming you
walked. No, I did.
Oh, did you?
No bacon.
You probably...
I was 21 whenever I was living in Monta Vista.
Okay.
Actually, I was 20 and I moved back on my 21st birthday. The day of, I was like, I gotta get out.
I'm out of here. I can't
well,
do
no,
it.
Well, no, I had just finished up my semester. So.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't just a burn and dash. Mm-hmm. Got it. Cool.
Wow.
What'd you go to college for?
I was going for nursing. I kind of wish I would have finished.
You're so
also
kind of
now,
in the medical field.
Well, you're doing stuff that have the word tender in it, so you're very caring.
I am a nurse. I'm just not registered.
You're, yes.
Wow.
So no, take that for what you will. I know if I'm ever anywhere and I get hurt, I'll probably be like, she's a nurse.
She's not registered.
Can you just get her and bring her
home? Well, get over here.
I won't sue you to save my life.
Just fix me.
I got my gummies. I'll stop the wound.
There's like a gunshot. She's like shoving gummies in that shit, followed up by a tampon. She's like, I got you.
She's like a raccoon. Like,
watch out.
You like spreading out the gummy. It's a
band-aid. With my blunt glue with over there.
There you go. There you go.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's my first
what is blunt
kit.
Glue?
It's just, what you use to keep your blunt together, right?
Yeah, because we work at a dispensary, so I can't be like with my blah-blahs.
It's not glue that's mean to you.
Yeah, because like when you roll your own blunt, sorry, take it
that
easy.
That glue just insulted me. It's so blunt. That was a good one, Alicia.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which dispensary you work?
The blunt
Zia-Toke
one.
Zia-Toke dispensary.
Is that the one by the
Zia-Toke
mall?
Zia-Toke is by the mall.
Okay,
yes.
That's the one by the mall. They're very nice, very clean.
Mall
I went in there once. And it
yeah,
was very impressive.
Often.
I will. I don't smoke or eat gummies, but I'll
I don't do anything.
Come in during the day, I'll give you a discount.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like,
I don't have any cards on me?
I want to try the, I've done gummies. I have a hard time regulating. And I've done the flower, but I want to try the...
Pen.
Yeah, the one. Put it under your tongue or something.
Oh.
No.
What?
Oh, think that's
tincture.
Where you put pens.
That's it.
Oh. A tincture, yes. We have a few of those.
I would be open to that, too.
We have, like, a hybrid one, and then we have a sleepy time one, which has lavender.
That's...
Yes, I'm, like, I love all the botanical stuff in my cannabis because I feel like it's, like, more medicinal.
Right.
I'm going to go see you.
You should. If you come during the day, I'll the next couple days I'll be there.
I have plenty of smoke, but I want to try that.
Cool.
Liquids.
Yep, and then we have a daytime one, which has citrus in there.
Makes you, like, peppy and shit?
Makes you feel peppy as AF. Ooh, I almost cussed.
Damn, and that's a shit.
Yes. Okay, God, that's four times.
She's not supposed to cuss.
She's really not.
That was only four so far.
And no, doing great. I mean, for your soul, like, to get to heaven. You're really not supposed to do that.
Oh, I think I already...
We're done there.
Okay.
Next I said my goodbyes. Close
oh,
that
hell
chapter.
In the handbasket.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, where the hell did that come from?
Where the hell did that come from?
We're in the hell.
Well, it's like that uncle thing. Do you remember? Okay, this is terrible.
No, I don't want to talk about that. It's a horrible joke.
Okay, no, it's not. It's a real thing that happened, but okay. No, but...
Well, okay, now I
got okay,
no,
now I have to go for it. So, when, you know... Bilingual people come to the country, they don't...
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. Go ahead.
No. Okay. So, they don't understand, like, I don't know, sayings, all the little things that we say, like chip on the shoulder, that kind of
really
bullshit.
Bilingual.
Is this from the time you were married to that person?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay. Yeah, that was, yeah, whatever that little mistake was. Anyway, so we're wrestling on the bed, and English is his second language, and I said, uncle, like, I give up. And he jumped off, and he goes, what the hell did your uncle do to you? And I was like, oh, shit. Like, so somebody coming in from another country, that probably does sound terrible.
Oh, right.
Right? So when you say things like that, you're like,
So then you can't say...
And how do you explain that? So, like, hell in a handbasket, where did that come from? And if somebody's crying uncle to stop, where the hell did that come from? Because I guarantee they're on somebody's couch, heavily medicated with a psychiatrist. Like, I mean...
I don't know. I've never thought about that before.
Yeah, so
I
mean,
not saying, like, daddy was kind of weird, too. I mean, I still say it, but...
I only say that when I want something.
It's kind of
oh,
weird.
That's
hey, daddy.
Can I have the... Oh, my
we're
going
to go hang out with
I'm
the girls.
I'm so glad we're not live, because I just got so red that's when I said that.
That's what happens when you date younger women. This is true.
And you're looking at them like, hey, hey. Oh, God.
My best friend, Kaylee, does that voice, like... And I don't even want to say it.
Let's hear it.
Do hey, it. Danny.
Like, it's so gross. And it,
that almost made me want to pee. Okay, so know, if we're, like, on female encounters, whatever we are on, I think that's what it is. Why is it that dudes, and we need to ask dudes this, why is, like, do some of them like to be called daddy or, like...
It's okay. It's a...
No.
Is that, like, a weird fucked up form of pedophilia? I cussed for the sixth time.
I wondered the same thing, but, you know, sometimes, especially if you say puppy, like, they get kind of excited.
And then
I
you have, like,
why.
White socks up to your knee. Shit gets funky fast. Okay, I cuss the eighth time. I don't know.
I'm going to go to the other time.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know. Like, there's so... Everyone's leaving me now. I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's certain, like, weird little names. And I'm like, this one's cool. This one crosses the line.
You know what? People have kinks. I'm not here to judge anyone's
so
kinks.
Many kinks.
Or, yeah, some, things that you
I just want a couple hundred
million years
in a hot
think
pocket.
Of. Things of that nature that, same, I would never think of that. So, Hot Pockets, I would never think that.
You wouldn't think like, oh, okay.
That a Hot Pocket's a kink? Would you?
No, I'm just saying like.
Like, do you put the hot, if you open up the Hot Pocket and like spread it over their body?
Do you,
and then eat,
do you eat it
pepperoni?
While you sing the jingle? Hot Pocket.
Wow. Wait, where do Hot Pockets come from? Let's, okay, go, continue.
I think it's a really cheap calzone.
Okay, that's a good...
Right?
Actually, that's a great, yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, a genius. You guys knew it.
Did you invent Hot Pocket?
If I did, I wouldn't be here. I would be the one people are calling Poppy. I Poppy.
No, you'd be, hey, Hot Pocket. You would be Hot Pocket. I was.
Slinging Hot Pockets like their dollars.
Speaking of nicknames...
Oh, God, are we... You were... Oh, we're gonna... Are we gonna...
Go ahead, Carrie.
Okay, so this is a fun little not okay story. Everyone's been in a relationship for real adults, and sometimes people name each other's genitals names, right? So, like, how does the name come about? And I feel like dudes get more names than chicks. I think that boobs get more names than dude parts.
My boobs have never been named, and now I'm sad.
Really?
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. Jeez.
Ow.
That's it.
Keep it up, and I'll name them later.
Yes, they do like them up. They, up is a good thing.
Up.
So, everyone knows I hurt my hip, and yeah, the whole thing in the leg. So, I tried to shave my lady bits in the shower, and you know, there's always like, there's the landing strip, there's Brazilian, there's all the things, but I had a messed up hip, and I didn't want to fall, so I got creative, and I got out, and I looked in the shower, and I gave myself chops. So, like, it was a side deal. And
sideburns.
It was well, and that's the thing. Where's
she gave herself sideburns?
What's the difference between sideburns and chops?
Well, first of all, they're not on your sides.
Well, I couldn't bend. I tried, and it didn't work out very well. So, I mean, but okay. So, in reality, Now my vagina's named Pork Chop.
Oh,
that's the that's the end of that story.
It's like the dog from Doug.
Wait, what?
That's you ever watch Doug?
Doug's name?
No, I don't know who Doug is.
It's a cartoon. Doug Funny.
No.
He has what? A dog named Pork Chop. No.
And Skeeter. What,
Skeeter. What's his
name? Yeah, Skeeter.
What the hell are you guys talking about? Oh. We're talking about what people name their genitals or their partner's just, genitals or somebody's. Okay, what has your
meat.
Nothing
meat?
Mine? Someone called it that once. Is that a nickname?
Oh, mine has been called my best friend.
Your best friend or their best friend?
Apparently it was their best friend. Cause...
Wait, what's your best friend doing?
I'm like,
does it depend on the time of month?
I was going to say right now my best friend.
We're just friends right now.
I'm like, right now my best friend is a little messy and having babies, but whatever. And I have to take care of him.
Your poor best friend.
I don't. Have you not had your...
No, I'm so left out now.
So you haven't had your boobs or your lady bits
named? No.
Have you named a dude's boobs, lady bits, or anything? I mean, if they've got man boobs, we're all open-minded. It's okay.
No. I
really?
I mean, 10 Things I Hate About You kind of like... Yeah. It's like, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why I'm single still, because I need to name 10 Things I Hate parts.
The movie. 10 Things I Hate About You.
With Heath Ledger?
Yeah, she named it Benny Boo... Oh, no, what is she...
Oh.
Princess Sophia.
No, and it's oh, Princess something. It's not that. It's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, because I'm like, oh, I watched
yeah. Prince.
Yeah, How to Lose a Guy.
Prince Sophia or something like that.
I thought it was Princess Sophia.
I thought it was the dog.
Princess something.
Oh.
Alicia, have you ever had your lady bits named other than whatever you just said?
No.
Okay, what about the twins?
No.
Your twins?
No.
I'm
am I the only freaking
right
weirdo
now.
At this table?
Yes, but you're not the only freaking weirdo in the world. Like, lots of people do that. I've heard of it.
Like when you're like, oh, is the snake ready to come out to play? Although the snake's been used over and over. That's a little...
Kroll the Warrior King.
Kroll the Warrior King.
Who is that? But I'm saying like,
Kroll the Warrior King.
What is the point of naming your person's...
That's it. Name her
parts.
Next person.
You know what? It's one of those
King.
Things.
It's like a little intimate, cute
yes,
thing.
It's a little endearing, like, this is what... This is... A little cutesies thing.
It's not cute, and you're like,
whatever.
Come here, little man. Like, I mean, there's like, there's cute and insulting, and you're like, come here, little antibiotic. Whatever. That's for the people we don't like.
Oh,
I like everybody.
You named someone's antibiotic?
Not yet. I'm just kidding.
The well, night hopefully you don't young. Touch that one.
Yeah,
Magic 8 Ball.
Oh. Can't touch this.
We had fun with Magic 8 Ball.
We
did.
We were all at a table, and we started asking questions, and it was whoever had it could. And so we made everyone at the table pass around the 8 Ball, and the question was,
the question.
Do I have an STD?
And then you should never get medical advice. Did you give them that little asterisk after your story where you're like, do not consult? Consult a physician after consulting the 8 Ball. No,
I want to be consulted. I think I have great life advice. Just don't ask, you know, my husband, my ex-husband,
your
five
best
of my
friend.
Boy, my five boyfriends. I don't know. And even
don't
the
ask
cat.
Your best friend.
I don't even have a cat. But so then the next person asked a question. It was like, am I going to get laid tonight? And the question was, am I going to get laid tonight by someone other than myself? And you could see like the whole table go, oh. Like, now I'm giving your best friend a hand gibbler. Shit. I'm paying my own tab. Do you think dudes name stuff as much as chicks name stuff?
Sure. I probably more so.
Maybe, like, I've been named, I just didn't know about it.
Just my cars.
Oh, cars.
Well, something's getting driven.
I name my cars.
I name my cars.
I should name other things that I drive. Or ride.
That's what I'm saying. It's a ride or drive. No one likes it when an engine stalls, but whatever.
Wow.
That
wasn't loud enough.
Nobody likes to stall.
There, nailed it.
No one, yeah. When the engine stalls, you're like, oh, hell, this again? What do you
mean? Well, I only know how to drive a stick shift this much, so. And I can't do it in snow or on a hill.
I quit in high school. I gave it up.
All the things I'm not saying. Okay.
All the things you're not saying is what everyone else is knowing that
Jerry's
I'm talking
holding
about.
Back?
No.
I need another drink. No, I think, well, maybe I'm just the weirdo. I was about to say all of them, but it's not like a whole colony. It's really not. I'm an angel.
I would be remiss, because this is reminding me of the toga party. I will be remiss to not mention that there is an anniversary party here at Traeger's in October, and there is going to be a toga party. So we are going, correct?
We are going.
A toga party upstairs at Traeger's on October.
And my pork chop will be covered.
You know what? I might not cover mine.
A lot cooler if it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm pork chop.
It's a tuga party.
Like if you had to name your own. Like if you had to name your own, what would you? Oh, you can't name your own. That's not right. Because there's
certainly wouldn't be pork chop. I'll tell you that.
Well, that was a little razor snafu thing. But now I can't unsee
it. I'm gonna call you chop pork. What up, chop pork?
Wow.
That's better. Wow. I like it better. I like it better.
Yeah, you can't name your own. I've decided.
Chop
new
liver,
rule.
Chop pork.
Damn.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's you know what? It's just not very. It's a faux pas. Is that what they say? When something's against a.
Okay, let's go back to the whole dating. Like, at what point do you give them a name?
I don't.
Clearly not the first night. Not that I would ever do that. But for real, like, how deep are you into a relationship before you're like, where's Frederick?
Apparently, we've never been in that deep of a relationship because I never have.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, it's just me?
You're the lifer here, bro. What's your longest relationship, Lisa?
Ooh, like six. No. Sorry. More than 12 years.
Okay, what's your shortest?
12 years.
My shortest relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, like one night.
12 minutes.
You're like two
like
and a half
an actual
hours.
Relationship? I don't know. Like 4 months, 5 months?
What's yours?
8 months?
Mm-hmm. My shortest, 6 months.
Well, I've only been in like two actual relationships, and those are with my
kids'
dads.
Yeah, I've only been with four, and we didn't have
any
kids.
I've been in situationships. They don't call it dating.
Yeah, they don't call it a relationship for nothing.
Until they catch feelings and then...
bye! It's been 12 minutes. Gotta go.
Say goodbye to my little friend.
Say goodbye to my little friend.
Say goodbye to the thing you did not name.
No, the one that was named friend was very quickly later, but
oh,
whatever.
Okay. Well, with a name like that...
Oh, because they're...
I mean, sometimes friends are nice. Friends are nice,
though. Yeah.
I don't need friends.
For a little bit.
I've got friends. I don't need friends.
I have enough friends. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good on that. I don't need any more friends.
Does that mean I'm done? Did I just friend zone myself? Can you friend zone yourself?
No.
Okay, yeah, because...
I hate myself too hard to friend zone myself.
I'm doing good on my own, man.
Yeah.
I don't need to, like, slap my own hand away and, like, hide my own batteries. Like, we're good.
I'm like, I call myself names, and then I'm like, oh, hey, you're just flirting with me.
Oh, cutie you. You're
sorry, I just... You little cutie, you. That was great.
Me talking to myself in the morning.
You little cutie, get out of bed. Come on. Let's go.
You little cutie with your cute cutie.
Cutie. You can say that to a chick, but you can't say that to a dude.
You can say whatever
cutie.
You want.
Well, because kittens and puppies are cute. You're not supposed to call a male penis cute. They're like, what?
Yeah, I don't think...
I don't know. I've never
it's
been
so
a male.
It's so cute.
That's like kittens and puppies.
It's so manly. What?
It's so manly. Shit. Go hang a picture. I don't know.
With it? That'd be impressive.
Oh, let's see it.
Yeah, America's Got Talent. Hold up. Can we have like the adult version of America's Got Talent?
There probably is. You just have to look up the right website.
Yeah, like some dude who can hang a picture with his member. I don't know.
There probably is. There's people that have weird talents and stuff. That's for sure.
I think I've always wanted to have an adult science fair project. Just saying.
What does that mean?
Oh, we've all heard the rumors. Come on.
Science fair?
Like, you know how you, like, test the hypothesis and do all that?
Oh.
I was going with, like, science fair.
Right,
chemistry
like...
shit. Like, let's see
did
what
you not
does.
Participate in the science fair?
Not on purpose.
Oh, mandatory bullshit.
I did
bullshit.
It one time because I had to.
Yeah, like, I did it one... grade. I did it twice.
You want to graduate elementary school? You have to do science
yeah,
fair.
I did it...
Yeah, I think it's
one time I remember specifically was when we were moving and I was in the middle of having to do the science fair project and it was a disaster because I was growing plants and watering them with different things and somehow or another they all got knocked over and it was a disaster.
They're knocked up. But I think we should definitely talk about
them.
Your plants got knocked up for sure.
Let's not talk about getting knocked up.
Let's not do that.
What are we going to talk about? What are we going
to
say?
What do I have to contribute to that conversation?
No, I'm saying the next show we need to talk about the adult science fair project because I have a lot of ideas.
Okay, we will do that.
And I want to see what. Yeah,
we will definitely.
Like if there was a female science fair project and a male one, I think it would be very, very different. The men would spend all day looking for a tiny little spot.
Okay. Is that the last thing you got to say for
yeah, that's
this episode?
All I have to say.
Okay. Great, Carrie. Lisa,
tiny little spot.
Do you have anything that you'd like to contribute
thank you so
to
much, Lisa,
episode?
For coming.
Oh, yeah. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Having me.
Of course. Sorry, we didn't get into a couple things that I wanted to talk to
well,
you about.
That's well, that's why she's going to come back.
Yeah. You're more than welcome. Yes.
Love that.
Anyway, parting words. Mine are, you can be a bartender and you can be a bud tender, but no one's going to be as tender as Lisa.
Oh, wow. That's very sweet. Thank you so much.